wherein one does not offer free breakfast, you are more likely to choose the Rome package with the free breakfast. Moreover, seeing two Rome packages will even make you ignore the Paris package. Obviously, the Rome package without the free breakfast is simply a decoy that helps you in decision-making. The decoy indeed is the key in our decisions, and we may not even be aware of that. Aurelie also recalls his conversation with a top executive, wherein the latter talked about his young employee who complained about his salary. The young employee stated that his office mates earned higher salaries than he did, but he performed much better than they did. With these examples, it seems that relativity does allow us to easily make life decisions. However, our tendency to compare one thing from another is a manifestation of envy and jealousy. But not with HotOrNot.com founder James Hong, who sold his Porsche Boxster and replaced it with a Toyota Prius. He emphasized that owning a Boxer would only make him want to own a 911, and it would only eventually make him want to own a Ferrari. In other words, the more things we acquire, the more things we want to have in life. We never seem to get satisfied, and the only way to address this is to break the relativity cycle. Chapter 2: The Fallacy of Supply and Demand. Why the price of pearls, and everything else, is up in the air. In this chapter, Aurelie begins by narrating how black pearls have come to be an expensive type of jewelry. By the end of World War II, Italian Salvador Acel was taught by his father and Swiss watch merchant James Acel how to barter wristwatches for Japanese pearls, because, at that time, the Japanese people needed to acquire wristwatches, but they did not have any money to buy. What they only had at the time were pearls. Salvador then learned to successfully transact with the Japanese, which eventually led him to be known as the Pearl King. In the 1970s, Salvador met Frenchman Jean-Claude Brulé and his Tahitian wife, who both introduced him to the Tahitian black pearls. Soon, Brulé and Salvador found themselves engaged in the black pearl business. However, they did not seem to have much luck in their initial efforts to market such pearls. The pearls did not seem to be of good quality, and nobody was buying them. The situation could have easily made Salvador give up. Instead, he waited until they could produce better black pearls, which he then showed to his gemstone dealer friend, Harry Winston. Winston agreed to Salvador's marketing strategy of displaying the black pearls in his store and attaching a high price tag to it. Salvador also ran a print advertisement featuring black pearls alongside emeralds, rubies, and diamonds. Today, Tahitian black pearl jewelry is worn by notable celebrities worldwide. This buying behavior of consumers can be compared to the behavior of goslings. Did you know that baby geese, or goslings, automatically become attached to the first moving thing that they chance upon? Of course, in most cases, the first moving thing that they run into is their mother. However, in a study conducted by naturalist Conrad Lorenz, he studied the behavior of goslings by becoming the first thing that they saw. Evidently, he was followed by the goslings constantly until they reached adolescence. This natural phenomenon is what we commonly know now as imprinting. Having